Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Grace. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Smith. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Smith. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cliff Hethcott. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Roe Edgar. Batting third. The first baseman, Harvey Hendrick. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Nick Culip. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Sagafuz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo DeRocher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Sukforth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Benton. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Larry Benton. And now, play ball. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hendrick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Cliff Hethcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hethcott hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Roe Edgar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roe Edgar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roe Edgar moves to second. Nick Culip is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culip hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. Roe Edgar moves to third. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roe Edgar scores. Culip moves to second. It's 1-0, Reds. Frank Sagafuz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sagafuz hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Hethcott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. the Reds will come to bat. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher strikes out. One out. Clyde Sickforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sickforth hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moore. Benton reaches second base with a double. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 1 in the game. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Culp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. English hits a line drive into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Roedger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roedger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Roedger hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0 for 1 in the game. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hornsby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Roedger. Hornsby reaches second base with a double. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field. Culp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hornsby moves to third. Two outs. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hornsby scores. Grace moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Cucinello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Sagafuz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sagafuz is 0 for 1 in the game. Sagafuz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm juggles the ball. That's an error on Grimm. Cucinello moves to second. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0 for 1 in the game. Durocher bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Cucinello moves to third. Sagafuz moves to second. One out. Clyde Sickforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sickforth is 0 for 1 in the game. Sickforth hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cucinello scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Reds. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Benton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Roe Edgar. Smith reaches second base with a double. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore bunts towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cucinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 2 in the game. Heathcote hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Roe Edgar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roe Edgar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Roe Edgar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby misplays the ball. That's an error on Hornsby. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards first. Hendrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a line drive towards first. Hendrick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grace moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grace scores. Gerges goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Cubs. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Culp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Nick Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0-for-2 in the game. Culp hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Sagafos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sagafos is 0-for-2 in the game. Sagafos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerges fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hornsby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Roe Edgar. Hornsby reaches second base with a double. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Roe Edgar, who is chasing the ball. Stevenson reaches third base with a triple. Hornsby scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Red Lucas pinch hits for Leo Durocher. Red Lucas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde Sickforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sickforth is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sickforth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Rausch pinch hits for Larry Benton. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hod Ford now playing shortstop. Oney Carroll now pitching. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gerges bunts towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. Grace moves to second. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Grimm hits a pop-up towards short. Ford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grace moves to third. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grace scores. Smith moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Moore moves to second. It's 6-2, Cubs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sagafus throws to second. Safe. Over to first, and Hornsby is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-3 in the game. Heathcote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moore. Heathcote reaches second base with a double. Wally Roedger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roedger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Roedger hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards third. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Culup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culup is 0-for-3 in the game. Culup hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards short. Ford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Grace bunts towards the mound. Carroll throws to first for 1, and Hendrick throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Kyler goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Roedger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Sagafus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sagafus is 0-for-3 in the game. Sagafus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerges fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.